A raccoon spaceship will visit Pittsburgh soon. Commentary. A giant space raccoon is coming to town. The 12.5-foot sculpture, being built in Pittsburgh, will reportedly be the world's biggest steel raccoon ever. Kids in the neighborhood of Millvale needed a park, and so high school volunteers have since 2021 worked on turning what used to be a vacant junkyard into a conservation playground. The park is one of only two good ones in the borough of Millvale, just 8 minutes drive up the Allegheny River from Pittsburgh. Thanks in part to the volunteers and leadership of Millvale Community Development Corporation Board President Brian Wulovich and a local science teacher, Abby Nilsson, trash from the lot was cleared into 3 30-yard dumpsters, and the space now sports a basketball court, bicycle pump track, and 2 park benches made of 400 pounds of recycled plastic. The park has solar panels, rain barrels, painted bricks made by the youngest volunteers, and a shed made of shipping pallets. Playground equipment, including swings, are planned. There's a mural by Max Gonzalez and Shane Pilster with student-inspired elements like a friendly dragon and owl reading a book. The playground, called Rainbow Raccoon Park, got its name from the sculpture that neighborhood kids want built there. The Henry L. Hillman Foundation donated $20,000 to make the sculpture a reality. Artists Michael Schwartz and Philip Agren's design won the contract, and they set about getting material donations. Triad Metals donated 8 tons of CR10 steel plate. CR10 stands for corrosion resistance and tensile strength. The steel was made in Pittsburgh. The Grable Foundation, Triborough Eco District, Frank Bryan Concrete, and West Penn Laco also obtained or provided donations. I visited Mr. Agren's gallery AFK in Braddock, Pennsylvania. He is making rapid progress with the welding. The head, feet, tail, and much of the midsection are now done. Bellflex Technologies, about an hour's drive up the Allegheny River, volunteered to use its laser cutting machine to cut out the 695 pieces of steel plate needed for the sculpture. Bellflex supplies material to the International Space Station. The sculptors are approximating the raccoon's soft profile through welding the plates together, which gives the raccoon an origami, cubist, or spaceship look. If raccoons were to build a spaceship to leave those earthly trash bins behind forever, it might look something like the sculpture, whose construction also has a passing similarity to the F-117, the first U.S. Air Force stealth jet. Since Bellflex supplies to the space station, we shouldn't be surprised that the giant raccoon looks a bit like it is headed for the stars. I had the privilege of visiting the team at Bellflex. They cut the panels from about 20 large sheets of steel, then deburred, cleaned, and packaged the pieces so it would be easier for the welders. The Bellflex plant is in Ford City, northeast of Pittsburgh. I saw the fast fiber laser in a precision cutting operation on other steel. It looked a bit like the movies when an action hero uses a handheld laser to cut through steel doors. Only, the real laser cutter at Bellflex is the size of a large bedroom. Bellflex also operates a water jet that cuts through even thicker steel. The laser is housed in the same huge brick building where Pittsburgh plate glass got its start in the 19th century. PPG now has a market capitalization of over $26 billion. Bellflex got permission from its parent company, Blair Strip Steel Company, in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, to donate its time to the park sculpture. Blair is America's oldest operating strip company, with roots as an iron smelter in the mid-1800s. In 1923, Blair started operating a heavy-gauge strip steel mill to supply the auto industry. It progressed with the times and now supplies precision strip steel to the aerospace industry, and operates the world's heaviest gauge strip mill. Bellflex makes massive spring flange washers that flex as they take weight, and then spring back, acting as shock absorbers. For example, Bellflex disc springs are installed on the docking system of the International Space Station, and on undersea tsunami detectors used by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Bellflex also engineers ultra-strong and lightweight composite material, including through pultrusion. One Bellflex material is twice as strong as oak, but half as heavy. The company has a long list of aerospace, defense, energy, mining, and medical clients that are business confidential. But, you would most likely recognize some of their names if you heard them. Excellence in manufacturing matters in space, as the Challenger shuttle disaster in 1986 made clear. A single rubber O-ring failed and the entire ship blew up, killing 7 astronauts on board. O-rings are basically big washers, which is exactly what Belflex does. So, the smallest probability of failure is unacceptable. Belflex's competitors overseas may make cheaper products that will probably work. But for Belflex, probably isn't good enough. "We're not in the business of probably," said John Bach, the company's general manager of sales and engineering. "So, it's important to keep quality companies like Belflex around. In an emergency when America needs a better O-ring, or spring flange washer, we have the engineers and machinery at Belflex, on American soil, who are ready to earn the order and engineer the solution on short notice. That goes for other top U.S. manufacturers as well. The stronger America's industrial ecosystem is, the stronger is America. Not to mention, we might someday want to help our raccoons escape their trash-strewn life for something better on another planet. When their ship does finally take off from Rainbow Raccoon Park, I hope some of those cute furry creatures decide to stay."